For I've had enough of this world and its pleasures. I will arise and go forth to the house of my Yah. I will arise and go forth to the house of my Father. I will arise and go forth to the house of my Yah. House of my Yah.
Shalom, and welcome to today's teaching on the Hebraic roots of Christianity, where we study first century Christianity and the faith that Jesus, whose Hebrew name is Yeshua, which means salvation, taught his disciples. And now, Hebraic roots teacher Eddie Chumney of Hebraic Heritage Ministries International.
Shalom, I'm Eddie Chumney of Hebraic Heritage Ministries, and we welcome you to today's teaching on the subject Yeshua, the Word of the Lord. This is part 3 of the series.
Targum Jonathan, to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 21. It was the Word of the Lord that brought Israel into the Promised Land. We were servants to Pharaoh in Mitzrayim, or Egypt, and the Word of the Lord brought us out of Mitzrayim. Psalm chapter 44, verses 2 and 3. It was the right hand or the arm, which is the Word of the Lord, that defeated the enemies of Israel in the Promised Land. How you did drive out the heathen with your hand and planted them, how you did afflict the people and cast them out, for they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but your right hand and your arm and the light of your countenance, because you had a favor unto them. Targum Jonathan, to Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 29. Israel is saved in the name of the Word of the Lord. Happy are you, O Israel, who of all the nations are like you, a people saved in the name of the Word of the Lord. The Word of the Lord is Israel's salvation. From the book by Rabbi Zvi Nasi, 1863, entitled Plurality in the Godhead, or How Can Three Be One? Referring to Targum Jonathan ben Uziel of Genesis 49, verse 18. I have waited for your salvation, O Lord. Our father Jacob said, according to Targum Jonathan ben Uziel, my soul does not wait for a salvation such as that wrought out by Gideon, the son of Joash, for that was but temporal, neither for a salvation like that of Samson, which was only transitory, but for that salvation which you have promised to come through your word unto your people, the children of Israel. For your salvation, my soul hopes. In the book, The Middle Pillar by James Trim, on page 69, referring to Targum Jonathan, to Isaiah chapter 45, verse 17 and verse 25, Targum Jonathan says, but Israel shall be saved by the word of Yahweh with an everlasting salvation. By the word of the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified or saved. From the book The Middle Pillar by James Trim, page 69, referring to Targum Jonathan, to Hosea chapter 1, verse 7, but I will have mercy upon the house of Judah, and I will save them, the house of Judah, by the word of the Lord your God. Acts chapter 4, verse 10 and verse 12, we are saved in the name of Yeshua. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Yeshua HaMashiach of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Yeshua is our Savior. Luke chapter 2, verse 11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Acts chapter 13, verse 23. Of this man's seed has God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Yeshua. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord, Yeshua HaMashiach. Targum Jonathan to Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 39. It is the word of the Lord that redeems Israel. When the word of the Lord shall reveal himself to redeem his people, he will say to all the nations, behold now that I am he who am and was and will be, and there is no other God beside me. I, my word, kill and make alive. I smite the people of the Beth Israel, and I will heal them at the end of days, and there will be none who can deliver them from my hand. Yeshua is the Redeemer of Israel. Job chapter 19, verse 25. I know that my Redeemer lives, and that he will stand at the latter day upon the earth. Romans chapter 11 verse 26. And so all Israel will be saved, as it is written, there will come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. Yeshua died for our sins. Titus chapter 2 verse 2 and verse 14. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Yeshua Messiah, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good work. Yeshua redeemed us by his shed blood, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Yeshua redeemed us by his shed blood, as we can see from Colossians chapter 1 verse 14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Revelation chapter 5 verse 9, and they sung a new song saying, you are worthy to take the book, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Targum Jonathan to Numbers chapter 14 verse 19. The word of the Lord forgives sin. And the word of the Lord said, behold, I have absolved and pardoned according to your word. Matthew chapter 9 verse 2 and verse 6. Yeshua has power to forgive sin. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Yeshua, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, son, be of good cheer, your sins be forgiven you. But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, then said he to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up your bed, and go unto your house. It is the blood of Yeshua that takes away our sin. Matthew chapter 26, verse 28. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sin. We see that it's the blood of Yeshua that takes away our sin. Romans chapter 3, verses 24 through 26. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Messiah Yeshua, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believes in Yeshua. Revelation chapter 1 verse 5. We once again see that it is the blood of Yeshua that takes away our sin. And from Yeshua Messiah, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Targum Jonathan to Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 6. The word of the Lord hears our prayers and makes petitions for us. But the word of the Lord sits upon his throne, high and lifted up, and hears our prayer, what time we pray before him, and makes our petition. 1 John chapter 5, verse 13 through 15, Yeshua hears our prayers. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Yeshua is our intercessor. Romans chapter 8 verse 34. Who is he that condemns? It is Messiah that died, yea rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. We see that Yeshua is our intercessor. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 22 and verse 25. By so much was Yeshua made a surety of a better testament. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever lives to make intercession for them. We see that Yeshua is our intercessor from 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. My little children, these things write I unto you that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Yeshua, Messiah, the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Targum Jonathan, Abraham prayed in the name of the word of the Lord. Pray before your Father who is in heaven, from whose bounty you have eaten and drunk. And they stirred not from their place until the time when he had made them proselytes and had taught them the way everlasting. And Abraham prayed and prayed there in the name of the word of the Lord, the God of eternity. The word of the Lord is the God of eternity. Targum Jonathan, Hagar prayed in the name of the word of the Lord. And Hagar gave thanks and prayed in the name of the word of the Lord. Yeshua instructed us that we are to pray to the Father in his name. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. After this manner pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. John chapter 14, verse 13. Yeshua says, and whatsoever you will ask in my name, that will I do. John chapter 15, verse 16. That whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Targum Jonathan to Exodus chapter 14 and verse 31. Israel believed in the name of the word of the Lord. And Israel saw the power of the mighty hand by which the Lord had wrought the miracles in Mitzrayim, or Egypt. And the people feared before the Lord and believed in the name of the word of the Lord and in the prophecies of Moses, his servant. We are to believe in the name of Yeshua. John chapter 1, verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. 1 John chapter 3, verse 23. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his son, Yeshua HaMashiach. 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. Targum Jonathan, we are to trust in the name of the word of the Lord. Blessed shall be the man who trusts in the name of the word of the Lord and whose confidence is the word of the Lord. Targum Onkelos to Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Israel must obey the word of the Lord. He said, if hearkening, you will hearken unto the word of the Lord your God, and will do what is right in his eyes, and will listen to his precepts, and keep all of his statutes, none of these maladies which I've set upon Mitzrayim will I put upon you. For I am the Lord your healer. We are to obey Yeshua. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 6 and verse 9. And he says also in another place, you are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all those that obey him. Targum Jonathan, to Exodus chapter 17, verse 15. The word of the Lord is my banner. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it, the word of the Lord is my banner. Targum Jonathan, to Numbers chapter 27, verse 16. The word of the Lord rules over the souls of men. And Moses spake before the Lord, saying, may the word of the Lord, who rules over the souls of men, and by whom has been given the inspiration of the Spirit of all flesh, appoint a faithful man over the congregation. Targum Jonathan, it is the word of the Lord that judges the earth. And the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and he passed judgment upon them by his word. Targum Jonathan, to Exodus chapter 3, verse 19, it was the word of the Lord that judged Pharaoh and Egypt. That the king of Mitzrayim or Egypt will not let you go, no, not from fear of him who is mighty, until that by my word he shall have punished with evil plague. Yeshua is the judge of the world. Romans chapter 14, verse 10. But why do you judge your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Messiah. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Messiah, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. Targum Jonathan, to Numbers chapter 10, verse 35. It is the word of the Lord that fights the enemies of Israel. And it was when the ark should go forward, the cloud gathered itself together and stood still, not going on until Moses, standing in prayer, prayed and supplicated mercy from before the Lord, and thus spake, let the word of the Lord be now revealed in the power of your anger, that the adversaries of your people may be scattered, and let not the banner of those who hate them be uplifted before you. But when the ark should rest, the cloud gathered itself together and stood, but did not overspread, until Moses, standing in prayer, prayed and besought mercy from before the Lord, thus speaking, return now, thou word of the Lord, in the goodness of your mercy. Targum Jonathan, Numbers chapter 10, verse 36. It is the word of the Lord that fights the enemies of Israel. Let the glory of your Shekinah dwell among them, and your mercy with the myriads of the house of Jacob, and with the multitudes of the thousands of Israel. Yeshua defeats the enemies of Israel. Revelation chapter 19, verses 13 and 14. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Revelation chapter 19, verse 15. And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron, and he tread the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. Targum Jonathan, to Numbers chapter 24, verse 23. It is the word of the Lord that gives reward and takes vengeance. And he took up the parable of his prophecy and said, woe to them who are alive at the time when the word of the Lord shall be revealed, to give the good reward to the righteous and to take vengeance on the wicked, to smite the nations and the kings, and bring these things upon them. Targum Jonathan, it was the word of the Lord that blessed Abraham. And Abraham was old with days, and the word of the Lord had blessed Abraham with every kind of blessing. Yeshua gives reward for service to him. 1 Corinthians in chapter 3, verse 14. If any man's work abide which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. Revelation 22, verse 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. Targum Jonathan, it is the word of the Lord that is your God, and it's the word of the Lord that is your king. Targum Jonathan, Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 16. You have chosen the word of the Lord to be king over you this day, that he may be your God. Yeshua is the king of Israel. John chapter 1, verse 47 and verse 49. Yeshua saw Nathanael coming to him and said, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael answered and said to him, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Yeshua is the King of Kings. Revelation chapter 19, verse 13 and verse 16. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God, or the Word of the Lord. And the Word of God, or the Word of the Lord, is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Revelation chapter 19, verse 16. And he has on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This concludes the teaching on Yeshua, the Word of the Lord. And in this teaching, we went through mainly the Targums of Onkelos, Amos and Jonathan ben Uziel. And where in the written text it refers to the Lord God, the Targums render it as the Word of the Lord. So the one that was in the garden, the one that made covenant with Abraham, the one that was with the children of Israel when they went to Egypt, and the one that gave the Torah at Mount Sinai, the one that is the Savior of Israel, the one that is the King of Israel, the one that is the judge of the whole earth. It is the Word of the Lord, and the Word of the Lord is Yahweh Elohim. So we took the things that were explained in the Targums of Onkelos and Jonathan ben Uziel, cross-referenced them with Brit Hadashah or New Testament passages, which said the same thing, that what the Targums said of the Word of the Lord, the Brit Hadashah says of Yeshua. And so we can see how Yeshua is the Word of the Lord, and how John began his gospel in John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And it is the Word of God, or the Word of the Lord, that created all things. John chapter 1, verse 3. And John chapter 1, verse 10. And then John, writing in Revelation, at the end of this book, he says in Revelation chapter 19, verse 13, and he was clothed, that is Yeshua, with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God, or the Word of the Lord. And the Word of God, or the Word of the Lord, Revelation 19, verse 16, is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So from these things, we can get an understanding of what the rabbis had regarding the Torah, and where they see the one that is interacting in the Torah with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as well as Moses. It is not God the Father. It is the Word of the Lord. And it is the Shekinah of the Lord, is the one that is interacting with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Moses, that is making covenant with Noah, that is making covenant with Abraham, that gave the Torah at Mount Sinai. So from these things, we can see that Yeshua is the Word of the Lord. The Word of the Lord is Yahweh, your Elohim. Yeshua is Yahweh Elohim. So this is a part of a discipleship program that Hebraic Heritage Ministries offers. If you would like additional discipleship program teachings, you may write to Hebraic Heritage Ministries, Post Office Box 81, Strasburg, Ohio, STRASBURG. The zip code is 44680. Or you may send us an email at contactus@hebroots.org. Contact us is one word, at hebroots.org. Now, remember always these words from 1 John chapter 2 and verse 6. He who says he abides in him, or he who says he's a believer in Yeshua as the Messiah, ought himself to walk. That means to live our lives even as he walked. And how did Yeshua walk, or how did Yeshua live his life? He followed the Torah of his Father. Even so, he commanded all those who believe on him in John chapter 14, verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments, or follow my Torah, seeing that Yeshua is the Word of the Lord and is the lawgiver. Remember always to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Psalm 122 and verse 6.
Well, that's going to conclude part 3 of the series on the subject, Yeshua, the Word of the Lord. Shalom in Yeshua the Messiah. Amen.
Thank you, Eddie. This is Stephen Morgan, and all of us here at Hebraic Heritage Ministries pray that you have enjoyed today's teaching. If you've been blessed, will you help us to share this message with others? Hebraic Heritage Ministries is supported by your generous financial gifts. In order to help you in your studies and to help us share this message with others, we are offering today the DVD, Yeshua, the Lawgiver, for free for a love gift of any amount to the ministry. Hebraic Heritage Ministries also offers a monthly discipleship program. If you are interested in starting a fellowship group in your area, let us know. We would like to help you. Please contact us for more details. Our website is hebroots.org. That's HEBROOTS.ORG. We would like to hear from you. Please send us an email. Finally, in order to take advantage of today's free offer, please mention this product offer and please mail your love gift to Hebraic Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 81, Strasburg, that's Strasburg, Ohio, 44680. Until next time, may Yeshua richly bless you.